this hoist I use for lifting molds in and out, and we lift the big crucible out of the furnace with that too.
Artist Open House is a place where creative people in Cook County talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why. What inspires them to continue and who may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. Pouring cups, melting furnaces, and crucibles are all involved in making art for sculptor Tom Christensen. Sitting down at Last Chance Studio and Gallery in Lutzen, I asked him, why sculpture?
Because I can't paint. why sculpture? I think I have an affinity for it. It's what I like to do. I've always liked to make things with my hands. I like the industrial kind of feel, pounding on things, grinding on things. And then the work I do involves fire. And I think I'm kind of a fire freak. I'm interested in melting things. And when I was a little boy, my uncle had a implement repair shop in Murray, Nebraska, and he grabbed me and put a welding hood on my head and said, plunk me on a tractor wheel and said, come here and watch this, and started welding. And I thought, wow, that's for me.
With that first exposure to welding, Tom pursued his sculpting skills and education from then on.
Well, I had a great high school art teacher, and teachers are my heroes oftentimes. And my junior year, I had him junior year and senior year in high school, and he kind of got me thinking that I could make a living as an artist, or at least that there was a career for artists. And in my senior year, I was doing some sculpture with plaster, and he said, you know, you should really learn how to weld. So he arranged that I'd go to the shop teacher. Shop teacher spent about 15 minutes teaching me how to weld, and then whenever I was doing welding stuff, I'd go to the shop class with a hall pass and weld for art, and that's what got me interested. And then I went to MCAD my first 2 years, Minneapolis College of Art and Design, but I really got into doing metal sculpture at the University of Minnesota. I had transferred there and then took another, 14 years of classes till I finally graduated. There was a little time off in between some of them, but anyway, I really did enjoy welding a lot.
For Tom, sculpting is the right thing to do. It suits him.
You can use your whole body to do the work, and it seems to me I have less control over my fingers. I'm not very good at drawing, but I have much better use of my shoulders and arms. So it just seems to me that I do better working with bigger things, and I kind of have the body for it. I'm this kind of stumpy guy, and all my family are farmers, and so it just seems to fit my persona.
Much of his current work centers on flat, basically two-dimensional forms.
I'm probably a one-dimensional thinker. I make figures out of cardboard and then cast them and make them look like they're cardboard and taped together, sort of. It's a molding process. So I cut out cardboard in the shape that I want it to be. So I'll cut out a profile of a head, and then I do resin bonded sand molds for the cardboard pattern, and it's called piece molding because the mold comes apart and you don't burn the cardboard out of the mold. So basically I make a frame, put the piece of cardboard in the middle of the frame, dump resin bonded sand, which is like wet beach sand when it's workable, and then it hardens. When it hardens, it's like sandstone. So I'll do one half of the mold that hardens. I flip that mold over and then do the second half of the mold, and then the cardboard is captured in between. Then I take the two molds apart, take the cardboard out, and basically pour bronze in where the cardboard was. A lot of grinding in sculpture, so a lot of learning how to hide mistakes. So I think, you know, the grinding is tedious, but it's something that you'd want to get good at and have lots of choices with different grits of grinding discs and stuff in order to make your welds disappear. Now, on the cardboard patterns, some of my sculptures, I want the welds to show because I like people to have a clue as to how I make these things. But when I'm doing the traditional lost wax casting of representational figures, then, you know, the idea is to not have the weld show in that.
His next major commission returns him to a more traditional figurative style.
Also, I've got a commission, the biggest one I've ever had, for the city of Duluth. And it's two larger-than-life-size bronze figures that'll be, think 1930s WPA worker as hero. That's kind of the idea I have in mind. And so it'll be a female sheriff's deputy and a male Duluth police officer going in front of the new joint police department, sheriff's department, and 911 call center in Duluth.
Tom acknowledges two major influences in his work, a longtime friend and a late master.
Wayne Potratz, he's got two more years to go, I think two or three more years to go, and then he's retiring from the University of Minnesota. He's the guy who taught me metal casting. So I've known Wayne for 35 years, I guess. And so, he's a great influence. Although my work doesn't look much like his, my method is very much like his. I've learned a lot from him, and he's a great friend and mentor to me. And I owe him every time I pour. Paul Granlin is too, or was, he passed away a few years ago now, but Paul was teaching at MCAD when I was a freshman there, and then when I was a sophomore, he had left and gone to Italy. And when we moved up here 17 years ago, Paul had a house up here, Paul and Edna, and I was working down the road from where I am now and built my first foundry there on the shore. And Paul stopped in, and he was looking for a place to do some casting after he retired from Gustavus. So he helped me set up the foundry here at my new place, and then taught me quite a bit about... Paul was a master at figure sculpture and more of the classic stuff and representational work. And so when I got some representational work, Paul was very kind with his time with me and helping me out. And I remember when I was working on a figure, a pretty big one, and I said, "Paul, how do you know when you're finished?" And he said, "Well, it just sings." And then he said, "Wait, you think you're done?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll be right down," he said. So he drove down and he walked in and he's looked at the piece and he said, "Yeah, I think you're done. Yeah, you've done it." And I felt so good. It was one of my most proud moments.
For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and funded in part by the Community Leaders Fund of the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation.